and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
All right, so yesterday we started talking about fast food and healthy food options at fast food restaurants. Mm. So we started by talking about this announcement that's being made by Top Burger, the fast food restaurant.
And I'm guessing like there are reporters there. They're going to write news stories about it.
Yeah.
And they're having like some changes, but are they good changes or not?
They are good changes. They're keeping the old items, but they're also adding new healthy options to the menu, such as salads, wraps, and other vegetable dishes.
And what's more, they also have fresh apple, orange, and tomato juices. I really want to go there.
It sounds great. Now, all of these items aren't available yet. You can start to get them on January 1st, 2017. And there's a little bit more information about all of these changes on the company's website. All right, now we're going to go into a review for another healthy fast food restaurant in today's article. So let's get started.
Reading.
Restaurant review. Amy's Drive-Thru. Christina's Food Blog, November 30th. We found a really great drive-thru restaurant today. It's called Amy's Drive-Thru. We really liked it because all of the food was vegetarian. This is great for Matt and me, as we usually have so few choices at fast food places. Another good thing about the food was that all the fruits and vegetables are organic. There were numerous choices on the menu. I had an organic burger, and Matt chose a burrito. We also shared a lovely strawberry milkshake. Everything was outstanding. There are many other things on the menu that look good, so we'll definitely go back. All the people who worked there were really friendly and pleased to see us. They looked so happy in their blue and yellow uniforms. The food came very quickly, and it wasn't too expensive. Also, the restrooms there are very clean. I suggest that everyone check out Amy's drive-thru. I took some pictures, which you can see below.
So today's article starts out with a heading on it. It says, Christina's Food Blog, November 30th.
Cool, I love reading blogs, especially food blogs. Okay, 所以一开始呢，标题我们就可以知道，这是 Christina 的美食部落客部落格。Okay, 因为部落客是 bloggers. Okay, now blogs are actually a really great way of learning about new restaurants.
They are. In fact, one thing I found that's a lot different in Taiwan than Canada is the food blogs. I know that in Taiwan, if I walk by an interesting restaurant, I can look up the name online. And there will always be three or four or more blogs about it with pictures and that sort of thing. But in Canada, it's not really the same. Now let's get to the first line of Christina's blog. She says, we found a really great drive-through restaurant today. Okay, so we see these hyphenated words, drive-thru. Now, a drive-thru is a type of restaurant. You don't actually drive through it, though. You actually drive around it. Now, you drive up to the side of the building, order through a special speaker, and then you drive around the building again to the window where you pay for your food and they give you your food. Then you drive away.
Okay. 那一般呢，我们看到这个 drive through 呢，中间 drive 跟 through 还有一个 hyphen， 这是个形容词，表示没有需要下车就可以接受服务的。其实我们就是常说的这个得来速，如果在一般的那个 fast food restaurant， 就是素食餐厅，我们都会有一个得来速哦。那 OK， 我们来看一下哦，课文一开始就提到说，今天呢，我们发现一个超赞的得来速餐厅哦。
All right, let's find out what the restaurant is in the blog. The article says it's called Amy's Drive-Thru.
Okay, 所以它叫做什么呢 Amy's drive-thru、mm-hmm. Now notice that the spelling for through is different in the name、
mm-hmm.
Some words in English are shortened to make them stand out a bit more、
mm-hmm.
You'll often see this on advertisements and in the names of companies、
mm-hmm.
Another example is donut, which、mm-hmm. is spelled D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T、
mm-hmm.
AndDonut, D-O-N-U-T.、
Mm-hmm.
The longer way is the correct way, but we often see the short version in donut shop.
That's true. Now, we have to be careful to remember, though, that these shorter spellings are not the correct way to spell them. So don't spell them like that on your tests, all right? Now, let's see what Christina has to say next.We really liked it because all the food was vegetarian.
Nice. Okay. 接着 Christina 答案就提到说我们很爱这家店是因为所有的餐点都是素食 And all vegetarian fast food restaurant? That can be very common.
No, I don't think I've ever seen one actually. Now let's find out why she liked it so much. She says...This is great for Matt and me as we usually have so few choices at fast food places.
Very true. Okay.、
Mm-hmm.
所以他提到就是对我跟 Matt 来说就真的很棒因为我们在这个素食店的选择一向很少。注意这里他提到的 few choices 就是很少很少很少的可怜这样的选择哦。So she and her friend Matt、mm-hmm. must be vegetarians、
mm-hmm.
if they don't get a lot of choices at fast food restaurants.
Now that makes sense. This must be a really good find for them, a really special thing to find.、
Mm.
Now let's see what else she says. Another good thing about the food was that all the fruits and vegetables are organic. Now we saw the word organic, which is spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C, organic, and it's an adjective.Organic here describes food that is grown or made without the use of artificial chemicals. Now, the word organic relates to farming and growing food in gardens and on farms, usually smaller farms.
Oh.
Now, we could use organic in a sentence like this. My mom only likes to eat organic vegetables, so we buy them at our neighbor's farm.
Wow, nice. Okay, organic. Okay, 现在大家都讲求要吃的健康，当然就是要吃有机的蔬菜啊，或是食品。所以 organic 一定要来学一下，它是个形容词，就是有机的、啊、未施化肥的。Okay, 也就是它没有人工化学在里面。No artificial chemicals.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for example, I could say, is this broccoli certified organic? That、mm-hmm. just means, has the government said that it was grown without the use of artificial chemicals?、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 所以课文提到就是说这家店的另外一个大优点呢，就是所有的水果跟蔬菜Wow, 都是 organic, 有机的耶。
Now, Amy's drive-thru gets even better. Next,、
wow.
Christina says, there were numerous choices on the menu. Keep seeing this word, choices.、
Yay.
Now we're getting numerous ones. The adjective numerous is spelled N-U-M-E-R-O-U-S, numerous, and it means many or a large number of things.For example, this gym offers numerous classes. You could learn yoga, boxing, or even how to swim.
Cool, okay.、Mm-hmm. Numerous. 其实我们都知道 number 就是、数字，所以 numerous 就是它的形容词，表示许多的、大量的。Okay, 那有时候我们可能会说 too numerous to mention,、
mm-hmm.
就是表示数不清的这样子的意思啦。Okay, so for example, I could say the people I like to thank are too numerous to mention.
Mm-hmm.
That just means there are so many of them, but I can't mention all their names.
You sound like you're giving a speech.
I know. Okay, 所以呢，课文提到就是菜单上哇有多种的选择啦。
Now with so many options, what do you choose? Christina says, I had an organic burger and Matt chose a burrito. Now, burgers and burritos, that sounds great. The、
mm.
noun burrito is spelled B-U-R-R-I-T-O, burrito, and it's actually a Mexican dish, which means it's a Mexican word.、
Mm.
Now, it's made with a flat, round bread called a tortilla. Remember, it's the same bread that you can use to make wraps.、
Ooh.
And inside it, it has beans and cheese and other different vegetables. It can also have meat, but probably not at this restaurant.
I'm getting hungry here.、Mm-hmm. Okay, 我们来看一下 burrito， 其实它就是非常有名的这个墨西哥的食物，就是卷饼或是墨西哥式的卷饼。其实之前在上一课我们就提到那个 vegetarian wrap， 没错，这个卷饼呢，像是 tortilla， is that how you say it？、
Mm-hmm. Tortilla，
哦、oh, ，tortilla， sorry，、mm-hmm. 这个其实都是用一样的那个就是卷饼的皮这样子的意思哦。
Now, they get one of my very favorite things. Christina says, we also shared a lovely strawberry milkshake. Now, milkshake is two words put together. It's spelled M-I-L-K-S-H-A-K-E, milkshake. It's all one word. And it's a noun that's a drink made by mixing milk with chocolate or fruit, and sometimes ice cream to make it even more nice and thick.
Yeah,、mm-hmm. I used to think that milkshake is actually、melted ice cream.
Oh, it's similar.
Kind of like、mm-hmm. that. 我以前都以为说奶昔，也就是 milkshake， 就是融化的冰淇淋。Anyways, I love strawberry milkshakes.、Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以他们还点了什么一份很赞的草莓奶昔哦。
Now, Christina and Matt were obviously really happy with this restaurant.、Mm-hmm. Next, she says...Everything was outstanding. Now we see this adjective outstanding here. It's spelled O-U-T-S-T-A-N-D-I-N-G. Outstanding. And it's a way of saying something is extremely good. For example, Katie Ledecky gave an outstanding performance at the 2016 Olympics. She won 4 gold medals and 1 silver.
Wow, that's outstanding.、Mm-hmm. Outstanding 这个形容词就是杰出的、出众的这样的意思哦。像是呢，如果你今天做了一份很棒的报告，可能老板就会说 ，You did an outstanding job on the project.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 所以课文提到的就是说，每个东西都非常的 outstanding， 超棒的，很出众的啦。
Now, Christina goes on by saying, there are many other things on the menu that look good, so we'll definitely go back. Now, we see the adverb definitely here. It's spelled D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y, definitely. It means without any doubt, so you're 100% certain that something will happen. For example...Garth will definitely not be coming to the party tonight because he has to work.
Okay, definitely 其实就是个副词，表示毫无疑问的、确定的这样的意思。We can also use it, 就是单单的用它这个字 by itself. Okay, for example,、mm-hmm. if somebody asks, "Will you come over on Saturday?" I can say definitely, meaning、mm-hmm. yes, I will. Okay.、
Yes.
好，所以回到课文提到是菜单上还有很多看起来很棒的东西，所以 Christina 就说我们一定。会再来 We'll definitely come back.
Now we know in restaurant blogs you don't just talk about the food. You want to give people an idea of the other things in the restaurant too.、Mm. Christina does just that. She says, all the people who worked there were really friendly and pleased to see us. Now we see the adjective pleased. It's spelled P-L-E-A-S-E-D, pleased, and it means happy and satisfied.For example, I got a 95 on my math test. Even though it's not perfect, I'm pleased with the result.
Okay, pleased. Okay, P-L-E-A-S-E-D.、Mm-hmm. 这个形容词就是开心的。Okay, 所以其实呢，有时候在 blog 里面，我们还可以提到 service.、the service was really good. 所以 Christina 难怪会提到说，哇，那你的员工都很友善，让我们很开心哦。Now Christina also says they look so happy in their blue and yellow uniforms.、
Mm-hmm.
So now we know what their uniforms look like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not all. The service in the restaurant was great, too. Christina says the food came very quickly and it wasn't too expensive.
这次又提到这个，哇，刚刚是讲到他们店员的态度很好，但是呢，最重要是餐点送来的速度也很快，而且价格不贵哦。All around, this restaurant is getting a 5-star review、mm-hmm. from Christina.
Yeah.
She even says...Also, the restrooms there are very clean. That's really、okay. important. 洗手间很干净哦。
Oh, now, if she told anyone not to eat there, I would be shocked, but she doesn't. In fact, she says, I suggest that everyone check out Amy's drive-thru. The verb suggest is spelled S-U-G-G-E-S-T, suggest. And it means to say that something or someone is good or deserves to be chosen. very similar to recommend. For example, Kara suggested that we hire Mike for the job, and I knew he would be perfect.
OK, 当我们用这个建议的时候，我们通常就会用到 suggest 这个字，或是 recommend,、mm-hmm. like I highly recommend something. For example, I suggest that you call the store.、Mm-hmm. 如果可能有什么问题要询问这个店面哦。That brings us to our last item of today's article, which reads, I took some pictures, which you can see below.
Now, obviously, if you were visiting Christina's blog, you'd now be able to see the pictures.But you can just go online and see some restaurant blogs for yourself. Unfortunately, for now we need to wrap up, so let's get to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question today is, have you ever found a really great restaurant by accident?And what happened?
Okay, I really wouldn't say by accident because、mm-hmm. as you said, in Taiwan, you can always look up、
right.
the name of the restaurants and find out, like, you know, the reviews of people like it or not. But sometimes I do、mm-hmm. walk by a restaurant and I happen to see, wow, this place is crowded. So、yeah. it must be pretty good. Then I look it up real quick and usually they are pretty good. Yeah.
That's what usually happens to、mm-hmm. me as well. I was walking down the street、mm-hmm. one day in an area、yeah. that I don't usually go to.
Right.
And、I saw a restaurant that looks like it came from Indonesia or Bali.、So it didn't look...
Different.
It didn't look like it belonged in Taiwan at all. It was full of beautiful ponds and、oh. fountains and candles on the tables、
nice.
Outside. And、I took a picture of the menu so that I can remember where、uh-huh. it is. And maybe go there sometime.
Oh,、mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Well, you guys, has this ever happened to you?、Mm-hmm. Have you ever found a really great restaurant by accident? What happened? Tell us, okay?、Mm-hmm. But we're out of time, so until next time, this is Laura.
And I'm Erin.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Restaurant Review. Amy's Drive-Thru. Christina's Food Blog. November 30th. We found a really great drive-thru restaurant today. It's called Amy's Drive-Thru. We really liked it.Because all of the food was vegetarian. This is great for Matt and me, as we usually have so few choices at fast food places. Another good thing about the food was that all the fruits and vegetables are organic. There were numerous choices on the menu. I had an organic burger, and Matt chose a burrito. We also shared a lovely strawberry milkshake.Everything was outstanding. There are many other things on the menu that look good, so we'll definitely go back. All the people who worked there were really friendly and pleased to see us. They looked so happy in their blue and yellow uniforms. The food came very quickly, and it wasn't too expensive. Also, the restrooms there are very clean.I suggest that everyone check out Amy's drive-thru. I took some pictures, which you can see below.
Vocabulary Review. Organic. These organic tomatoes were grown without the use of any chemicals.Numerous. The lazy student made numerous mistakes on his English homework. Outstanding. Because Jackie had done an outstanding job, his boss gave him a raise. Definitely. Thanks for inviting me to your party. I will definitely come.Pleased. The boss was pleased that his company was making a lot of money.